Even all right.
So far, that's what we've collected.
Hold on.
I like the little bag.
All right, I'm going to call to order this meeting. Oh, I'm ahead of my game.
Okay, now you can call to order.
I'm going to call to order this meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission on Monday, May 6, 2019 at 5:31 p.m. Let's start with roll call.
Wendy Hill. Karen Schumacher.
Present.
Sharon Stetter.
Present.
Laura Morgan.
Present.
Kadri Wilkinson.
Present.
Sandra Smith.
Here.
Bill Higgins.
Present.
Nina Williams. Present.
And then call.
Anybody got a spare pen? Mine's dried up.
This is the only one that I have. I stole it from the table over here.
Oh, I was just saying, did you steal the one from over here?
I did.
I'll share with you, hon. Or I'll share my notes with you.
So call to the public. I don't think we have anybody signed up. So I'm going to move ahead to item one, approval of the minutes of the April 1st, 2019 meeting. Just give you guys a couple minutes to read it over and see if there's anything that you would like to change or that you think should be changed.
I think I can confidently motion to approve the minutes of the April 1st, 2019 meeting.
I'll second that.
All ayes?
Aye.
All right, we approved those minutes. Let's go ahead to item two. We had a special meeting on April 9th. Let's approve those minutes. That should be a pretty short minute, which is nice.
I move to approve.
You move to approve the minutes of the April 9th, 2019 meeting? Yeah. Do I have a second?
Yes, I'll second it.
All ayes?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you, guys. Let's go ahead then to the thing of the moment, perhaps. Item three, discussion regarding the upcoming Bisbee Arts Commission SIG Art Machine unveiling event. The first thing I want to say is that we do have a... Sorry, there's a mosquito in front of my face, and I zoned out on it. We do have a request for, let's see what it is. We have an invoice from Carlos for the previous thing that I'm going to give to you tonight, okay? It's just part of the machine, so I think we already approved it. And what we're going to be talking about tonight is the, so we do have the event that's starting on Friday, May 24th at 6 p.m. Can everybody be there? I suppose that's the best way to start.
I plan to be there.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So Sharon and I, like Sharon mentioned, have started packing the boxes. Everything seems to be going pretty well. We probably will have a few more impromptu meetings unless we decide that we want to call a quorum at someone's house and pack them all at once. So that is an option.
It's actually easier, I think, to not have it be too confusing.
We don't want to move it away from your house.
Yeah.
So we will coordinate.
We're close to being done. If any, but I will need one more time. If either you or Laura or somebody.
We had fun. Yeah,
we had fun.
Because you get to see everybody's work. Yeah. And so.
You can certainly call on me.
Okay, so we'll need at least one more, two more times probably doing that. The other thing that I need, so we have posters. I'm going to have can anybody put up posters in San Jose and Warren?
I'll do it. I haven't really put up...
Would anybody else like to put up posters in San
Jose? I really don't know my way around there. That's my problem.
You're sure? Okay, so I won't give you my posters then. I'll keep my posters.
No, you don't have to. Okay. So, San Jose, let's make some suggestions of where they might be in San Jose, please.
Safeway?
Yeah.
Safeway, will they do it? They might do it.
Yeah, so this is the... There's a.
They no longer have their bulletin board where they used to allow you to post things.
Mm. It's a pretty good... So it would be Safeway. Senior Center was another one that people always posted at. Here at the City of Bisbee... We can just leave a poster tonight.
We'll leave one tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The accountant over there, I could take one over and ask her.
Oh, great. I'll give you one.
And there's some other business over there. You know, that's kind of
If somebody's willing to put it in their windows.
And the vets.
I would imagine that we could probably get Jimmy's dogs to put it up.
Yeah, I should say. Maybe even
I'll give you a few, too.
Mule Mountain vet. Those two.
Does Mornings allow people to put stuff
in? Bill and I will put one up in Mornings tomorrow since we're eating breakfast.
Yes.
But anywhere else in...
Okay, so that's good for San Jose. Warren, you guys got Warren. You're doing...
So Boys and Girls Club.
So you want me to do Boys and Girls?
These are just the ones that I know they usually do.
Did we sit for San Jose, did we say Post Office and
Will the Post library? Office?
The Library Annex.
Oh, the Annex Library. Yeah. I'm going to give one to Jason for the Downtown Library, and I'll give him one for the Annex as well. Cool. P.O. Post Office and Library Annex. Library plus Annex.
I think that Dee's Mercantile puts up posters. I feel like they did.
Okay.
That might be a Worth It, or maybe the Dairy Queen. Just anywhere that a lot of people seem to go. Ooh, good evening.
Good evening. Oh, Cecilia's Office Supply.
Hi, Juanetta.
That's a good place.
The Office Supply is a great place.
Yes.
I'll give you some posters. Office Would you be willing to
do
that?
Okay,
her.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a good place.
That's perfect. So that was the first thing. We were just talking about who would be willing to put up posters. So we got some people to put up posters. The next thing that I have a burning need for is the hustle in front of the library.
I'm willing to do that as well.
I can do that too, but I can't do it at the weekend.
What about Friday morning?
Friday morning, you got it.
And then I teach yoga till 11:30, but I can be there right after that.
Would you be willing to hustle together?
Fine.
Sure.
So you'll be selling tickets, right? And then, okay.
So this Friday morning, you want that to be?
I think it's a good idea, and then if we feel like we still need a push, we can do it again. You and I can do it. I can't do it this weekend because I have a yard sale.
Okay. Well, we should still have somebody on Saturday, might as well.
Does anybody want to do it on Saturday morning?
With me, Saturday morning.
Wait, hold on.
Saturday morning.
I'm going to be in Mexico for 5 days.
But you're going to be
in Mexico for 5 days. We're leaving tomorrow.
Well, then... Laura,
okay.
we can do it the next weekend.
My daughter is coming into town.
So, Laura, I'll put us down for the next weekend.
Okay.
I could do it.
And then Friday, I'm just looking ahead. I'm doing something at the library annex on Friday morning at 12. Well, after 12:30 to 2:30, that ice cream social thing. Well, I'm supposed to be teaching yoga with the kids.
Saturday morning with Laura?
Saturday morning, my daughters are coming, but I could still do Saturday morning. Want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really, you just have to be there for a couple hours.
Yeah. Saturday morning. What are we talking like?
Like 9 when the post office opens till noon.
Like
3 hours.
Sorry.
Okay. So you take a few posters and potentially a table, and you can come over to Central School if you guys want to get a folding table for me.
And that's not this weekend. That's next weekend. Or is it this
I have
weekend?
A folding table I can bring. It's this weekend, the 11th, right? Because next weekend.
Yeah, I can bring a folding table on Friday, not a problem.
Let's try to sell our tickets out as fast as
we can. Hold on 1 second. So they're talking about they can't do it on Friday, they're going to do it on Saturday.
Right. So you don't need to do it on Friday. Selling?
Unless Juanetta will help you on Friday, I can't.
I have 250 tickets.
Oh, 250.
Yeah.
There's a few reasons why I have that many tickets.
Yeah, but we want at least 200 people attending this event.
What about after the 14th?
I would like to do it again after the 14th. Let me look at the calendar.
Because we'll be back the 14th. Well,
and I'm gone from the 14th to the 17th, so I can't. So I'm going to do it with you this week, and we and I are going to...
Hey, you guys, it's going to... Just hey.
Yes.
I finally did it. We can't talk over each other, so let's just be careful, because if they find that we're talking over to each other too much, she can't write what we're saying on the agenda.
Right.
Or on the, you know what I'm saying? I don't like to do the thing where I have to call on people, but we just have to be mindful because it has to be clear for Nina. And I understand that we're super casual, but you know what I mean. Okay.
So the question is, do you want me to do it on Friday?
I'd like to be able to do it in teams. So if no one can do it with you on Friday, let's talk about maybe you guys doing it the following week. And so that's what I was looking at the calendar.
What's the date?
Friday would be the 10th. Saturday's the 11th.
Monday's the 13th.
So it's the 10th.
Hmm. So that the 18th, the 17th or 18th would be another good one to do it. The 17th is a Friday. The 18th is a Saturday. Would anybody like to volunteer to do one of those days?
I could do either of those.
I could do either of those. I can't do Saturday.
I would say do Friday. That's 1 week outside of our event. By 1 week outside our event, we really want to know where we're at.
So and also, what's the date?
Wait, like I said, it's the 17th. I will do it with you from 9 until 11. I have to go to work at 11. But I'll be there with you. And I don't want to do it. I can't personally do it on the 18th because it's my
birthday. So why can't I do that first one in the morning? Because that's the most convenient for me on the Friday. What kind of do with that?
Yeah, you can do it. You guys do it then. Yeah, that's great. Okay.
So the 18th is also Armed Forces Day, just so you know.
Oh, right. The other reason that we're talking...
Do you have a table? I don't have a card table.
Don't worry, I'll bring it in.
Okay, thanks.
So the other thing, too, is that Sharon was thinking about doing something at the farmer's market. Are you still considering that, or is your schedule sort of...
I'm going to have a booth there. I can do it on Saturday at the farmer's market for sure.
Are you going to be there too, or...?
I won't be able to because I'm going to do the...
I'll be there with Kitty.
With Laura.
So Sharon, remind Sharon she'll get you some tickets.
Mm-hmm. I'll give them to you when you give me your rest of your stuff.
I'll do each Saturday at the market. That's
not perfect. So let me put that down 1 second. The 11th, Saturday the 11th, I have Sharon.
Mm-hmm. And Laura.
And Laura.
At and then the post office.
Post office. Sorry, this is for my mental clarity. And then Friday, the 17th, you...
Do we have to bring Kate cash and Sandra to give people change, or do we... Can we sell them with a credit card? Can they pay with a credit card?
So no, right now we have to do cash. Okay. So I would tell people, I would direct them into the convention center if they need cash. But it's also just to get the word out. And if for some reason...
I'm going to put it on Facebook the day before or even that morning and say I'm going to be there because my jolly friends will come.
Right. That's great.
And I'll tell them to bring cash.
But remind people they can buy tickets the night of, too. It's just information, like, just engaging everybody that walks by you and saying, hey, this is going on, you know?
Can we have a spare poster to put on?
Definitely.
We'll have all that. We'll get it all together.
Okay. I brought one in case people haven't seen it yet.
I'll give you some tonight.
Okay. Did you change the verbiage?
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
So, and then Kadri Wilkinson's got it down at the farmer's market for both Saturdays,
right?
And so you'll have a poster.
That's right.
Okay. How does that sound, guys?
Good.
It's just covering our bases.
Mm-hmm.
So moving along.
Can we go back 1 second?
Oh, yeah.
Friday the 10th, have we resolved who's going to be in the library selling?
Well, there was nobody that was willing. I wanted people in pairs, just because when you're alone, it's a little overwhelming.
I'll do it with you. It's all. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, we're going to do it on Friday as well.
And can you guys get change? Is that possible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Friday the 10th? So I'll give... Remind me if anybody needs posters this evening.
So that's from 10 a.m.
10
to
12, yeah.
Okay.
If you can just do 10 to 12, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Just a constant harassment of the general public that this event is about to occur. And also...
Kate, did you want to do 9 to 11 or 10 to 12 on the 17th?
On the 17th, I can do from 9 to 12, but 9 to 11 would be better.
Yeah, okay.
But we're going to do 9 to 12 on the 10th.
Nina, just before, we're going to need petty cash. I'll just write email you how much. That's the one thing I always forget. So, I don't currently have a Square account, and that was one of the things...
I do, but I don't know how I use it to do your thing. I've got the Square and the Square account.
You and I have talked later then. We don't have to do that here. That's good to know. All right, so a few more things. Rocca has graciously donated food to our event.
Oh, yay.
Does Sharon, do you think that we're going to need more?
I suspect that we might want to have a little bit more than what Rocca is going to do, just... Because, not to burden them with too much. I didn't talk to High Desert, but our goal is to have 200 to 250 people attending this event to sell that machine out. So, he is, you know, and I'm not sure if he's doing like 150 hors d'oeuvres like for 150 people, not 200 people. But the way that we might deal with that, I could ask Peyton. I just haven't had a chance yet. Or we could even, I could even just bring some. I can do hors d'oeuvres. So.
And we have money in the budget to
reimburse me for
we
my
do.
Expenses.
Yeah,
so, and I don't mind doing that. I'm actually kind of good at that stuff.
Because the other thing comes into it. So because we're inside of a building that has a liquor license and everything like that, and we're giving away our first drink, we will have to buy beer and wine.
Yes, we will.
And so that's another thing that we'll have to figure out how we want to do that.
And we also have decided that it's going to be additional drinks by donation with suggested donation.
Have you approached the beer, the
Eva.
What?
Eva. You mean Eva? Or the copper?
No, the one above on Oak Street, the brewery.
The brewery. Oh,
yeah. We asked them last year.
Because, you know, I'm sure he would give. Do you want me to approach them, or are you going to do it?
I'll approach, you know who I'm going to approach, actually? I'll ask him.
That's right.
And also Tombstone Brewery, because I have a friend that works there, and they are actually Bisbee locals, and maybe they would be willing to donate some beer.
So I bet that would work.
I'm just trying to, I try to, the reason I didn't ask Poco for food this year, as I've done, I hit them up 2 years in a row, and they're always very gracious, and she probably would still, but same thing with the beer, maybe I'll try Tombstone first and see if they're willing to.
Yeah, let's spread it around a little bit.
Okay.
It's a lot to
so you and I'll figure out beer and wine then, in that sense. Okay. And then, I'm sorry I'm being so, I'm just trying to get through these.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong.
The night of the event. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have anything they enjoy doing? So from my notes, what I realized is that we need a bartender. We need a ticket taker. We need an auction person. That's the person who's going to stop it and look at the forms. We need a machine standby person.
Machine standby. Oh, yeah.
Well, we need a food overseer.
Mm-hmm. I can help with tickets.
Would you like to do tickets?
Yeah.
I can machine standby on a nice high stool because that's less walking.
Well, it might be Carlos.
Well, Carlos has agreed to be there for me because I asked him to please be there for me just in case we have a glitch in the machine
that
we don't anticipate having, but we don't know. You know, we're waiting the canvases down with a magnet. What if the magnet sticks all the boxes together? No.
Well, that's an idea.
Do you mind if I make you the standby person for the BAC then?
I'll be the standby person. Plus, I'll be the person to get everyone to
sounds right.
Put their money in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Who would like to bartend? Anybody enjoy bartending?
We'll do bartending.
All right.
So what time do we have to be there at the
I would
door
have done
to
that.
Get ticket?
So the event starts at 6 and it goes till 9.
Yeah,
that day, Sharon will probably need some help getting things
talk
together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We want to decorate a little bit. So I again have a yoga class. I'm done by noon, and so my thought is that we should be at the convention center at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'll be there.
Is that okay? Can we call a quorum for 2 o'clock then? We said, just as a reminder, we have to call, when there's more than two of us, we have to call a quorum so that everybody knows that I know it. So. Thank you, government. food overseer.
What does that involve?
That means that making sure, I'll do that.
That the trays look nice and that.
I'll do the alcohol if you'll do the food.
No, I'm not raising my hand to do the food. I got the alcohol. I'm fine. I cannot be there for 12, probably.
That's okay.
Probably
that's okay.
Be there a little.
When you get there.
Okay.
We understand, people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you mean at 2? You can't be there. But that's okay. When you
2,
get,
I can probably.
Well, I said 2 o'clock.
Swing.
We'll do 2 in the afternoon on the day of.
Okay.
I think
try.
We can do this in just 3 hours of decorating, an hour of, you know, we should be, if there's a group of us, we should be able to do it.
Yeah. Okay. Who would
How
like.
How are we going to decorate?
Hmm?
How are we going to decorate?
Let's get through this first.
Auction. Who would like to oversee the auctions? What that means is that there are clipboards. This is mostly for the few items that we are auctioning. And so you collect the clipboards. You also will, at the end of the evening, collect the money. So there's, you know, just making sure that everything is.
I'll have to be at the door all the time for tickets, right?
That's true. You are the ticket taker.
And you will be have a view of everything as well. Maybe because you're going to be the ticket taker and the revenue person, mostly money coming through, people will be sent over, and whoever is this person who is a silent auction person sits down with you, and we get through. And right now, I have to tell you, I'm not getting a whole lot of silent auction pieces yet. I'm going to push for that next week, but...
It's not our
goal is really to sell this machine out and to find out how well it works, because I have a feeling that the machine is going to work really, really well, and we may never have to have a fundraiser again.
Ooh.
From what I'm hearing.
That sounds like the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, if we sell it out 5 times in 1 year, that's over 10 grand.
Oh, wow.
And 30,000 people a month going through the space, they're preparing me. Some of the sites that I've been reading, depending upon placement of these machines, they're just boom, boom, boom.
It will take some marketing, of course, but...
It'll take some marketing. We might end up budgeting some money into marketing at some point after we get it up and running, but...
Will they let us put a sign over it there so that...
We are going to have a sign over it.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what that invoice is for. We make sure you give that to our auditor. Who doesn't have a job and would like one?
I don't have a job.
You want to be security? No, I'm just kidding. You failed us last year.
I didn't do a very good job.
I can't volunteer. Yeah. I'd make a mess of it. I know I would.
No.
Silent auctioneer?
Would you like to do that? That's perfect.
No idea what that is.
I could be the utility man. You know, if I see somebody falls out, I'll step in.
I don't think this is going to be as hard as last year's security, by the way.
No, I will. I'll walk you through the process that day. It's not too hard, for sure. Would you like to be my floating enthusiast?
Yes,
right. Floating enthusiast.
That's what Kate Drew Wilkins' best job.
It's really her favorite job.
Then I will have the beautiful job of food overseer.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes. Can they come in both doors? Do we need a ticket person at both ends? Or
we're going to rail it off so that probably just one is best.
It's going to be. We're going to rope it off. We're going to make it contained in the convention center. The machine won't be where it'll ultimately be, because that night it's going to be kind of front and center, and then off to the side will be the stage where the band will be, and we'll have our bar around. So it'll naturally just kind of block it off, and then the machine will move to in front of the table.
Right.
And so we have a band. They're playing 2 sets of 45 minutes. So that will fill up most of the time. I think the only thing, so at one point someone will have to, I would hope that Sharon Sutter would like to get up on the stage and say something.
I can get up on the stage.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll just introduce you or something.
I don't.
Laura can come up and join me. She's so quiet.
Good luck finding me. Yeah, yeah.
Because there will be a PA
system.
I'll find
myself real busy.
So.
Carlos would like to do that too, you know. That's
his Carlos is great at that. Carlos and I, we'll get up on stage. Ooh, yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, and at that point, just think about, it's good to say the things that we've supported in the past. That general, like...
Yeah, let me come up with that.
Okay. Because it's your night.
Who's Carlos?
He's the guy that retrofitted the machine for us and did all.
It was his idea, I think, in the beginning.
No, it was my idea. But
was it? Well, yes.
So, I still have a job for you, though.
I'll do it. What do you want me to do?
You can hang out with me. I'll find
someone. Okay, I'll hang out with you. That's it. I'll do that.
Official name.
I thought that's what I was doing.
That's all I do.
You're the charmer. You're the official charmer.
All right. Let's see. Can anybody think of anything else that I am more than likely forgetting? We have tickets. The tickets are at Pantera right now.
They have half of our tickets.
They have half of our tickets. The other, if you are going to be selling tickets at the... So Friday will be... Will you be able to hand off tickets to Kate for Friday?
And for Saturday for the farmer's market. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and Saturday.
Friday... yes, so on the 10th, I'll get the tickets to you. All right.
So right now...
You'll hand them back to me for the 11th.
Yes.
And we're doing the 11th.
They'll have
trying to keep a decent count.
Should we just keep... If we're going to be in Old Bisbee, we can just keep them at Pantera and pick them up from Pantera, really.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Pantera isn't open until 10.
11.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We will have a moving... You have an envelope with tickets. Let's use that envelope. If we can keep them all together,
mm-hmm.
That would be great.
And yes, we'll keep track.
Would you tally? Yeah, tally on the envelope. Boom, boom, boom.
That's
yeah.
the best way to. Okay, that's the best. I just don't want.
Have a big notepad.
Does that make sense?
Keeping yes, it does. Trackers anyway.
Because the Saturday that you're going to be have a booth at the farmers market, yes. we're going to have two booths open.
Yeah,
so
we are.
We're just going to make sure that we're ticket minded.
I think I would rather have the farmers market booth for the following week.
Okay,
the
18th. We'll worry about it then.
Don't do it on this farmers market.
We're not,
we'll know by Saturday at noon how many tickets we have sold, and we'll have a feel for it.
That's a good point. I mean, I don't know why we would want to limit ourselves as far as locations for sale.
Do you still want to put some at the farmer's market? It's okay if we do, but...
I'm just saying if Kate has a booth there already.
Yes, and I have a cloth and I can put the poster right on the front of my...
Yeah, it's just about having the physical...
That sounds good. If you want to do that, that's fine. You just... Sharon has the tickets. Haven't sold the tickets, get them back to Sharon.
Yeah. Can I have some of those ones? Oh, those are the ones we're selling at the door. That's right.
Okay. Well, we can use some of those too, but I want to use all the ones we have first.
Okay.
All right. Let me give you. Who needs a poster for the tables? You're gonna have one.
There's one right there.
There's one.
I'm going to have one for the market, and then we need one for the post office. But the post office one gets passed over to the next person. You know,
that's fine. And if you need more...
So you're the first on the post office, take that.
And it'll unroll, I promise it will.
It's nice heavy paper. It's good.
I'll smooth them out.
So if anybody needs posters, just...
I need three.
Okay, I'm going to give you three. I'm running out, so put some up. I can get more from
you. I've got some in my car.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. She's like, I don't need her poster. Yeah.
Oh, Nina wants one for
I'm just
you.
Trying to do this while I remember it.
Thank you, Nina. Do you want to give her the dad? Here, bring this to her too, hon.
Thank
you. Here, give that to Nina as well. That's the sign thing.
Okay, so can anybody else can think of anything else that I'm not addressing this evening about the art?
Why are we doing 250 tickets? It seems like a lot of...
We just happen to have that many. We're just trying to do as many as we can.
Okay, because we know it's going to be... Flesh, are we going to be making sure that we keep track of capacity?
So we are. So what happened is that the original tickets that you gave me, which I printed, did not say the place. And I went ahead and printed some of them. Yeah. And so we were worried if we sold those initially, the people would forget where they were. So we happen to have more tickets than perhaps we need. That's why we're trying to use the tickets that Sharon has that say the convention center before.
And then at the night of, if we're at capacity, we don't let anybody else in. But you could be selling those tickets.
But don't say.
Yeah, because people can bring those tickets to the bar to get their free drink.
And capacity is flexible because
people are going to come and go.
People aren't drinking, right?
Yeah, I totally get that.
And if people aren't drinking, they can be anywhere in the convention center. You know, they don't have to be inside our barricade.
By the way, KBRP is having an event that night as well.
Which was what kind of event?
It was unannounced.
It's a fundraiser.
Announced event that evening.
It's they're trying to announce it, but they're not really good at that yet. So
no, social media wise, I got a lot of response.
Yeah, we do have good response.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
If we're selling tickets and we're selling a lot of tickets, and if we are really moving along with it, we've got the first 10, then we've got another 10. This is for each artist. Is that going to be enough?
I mean these.
Yes.
We're going to address that when the time... If we sell out the machine that night, we're going to leave it there and we'll address it afterwards.
So supposing halfway through the evening you sold it out, that would be a shame because there are other people there.
It comes down to how much can Sharon Sutter do in this life without being exhausted.
Without passing out.
We're going to try and sell that machine out on the first night. That's then we'll refill it.
And we're not going to refill it that night. I am not going to stand there taking the, because you have to take the whole front off, you have to take the inside off. I'm just not going
to
do that.
But afterwards,
if we could sell out it, that'd be great.
Many artists have given us more than 10,
mm-hmm.
So we have a little bit of backup. And that's
always, we do have some backup.
But it's all an experiment, So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to ask Tombstone for beer. I'm just reminding myself that. Anything else, guys?
On the tickets, do they hand the ticket to somebody for the free drink, and that person keeps that ticket?
You're going to check their ticket, and then they're going to go over to her and hand it to her for a drink.
And she keeps it.
Exactly.
Do I make a mark on the ticket for friendly
reason? That would be great. We'll have a protocol. Yeah, I have a stamp.
Okay.
It works well for that. I'll get money.
People get stamps on their hands. They love that.
We can do that too. I have all kinds. Part of that Friday too will. I don't think it's particularly complicated, but luckily we'll have the whole afternoon to figure out any bugs. I was surprised last year with the kites; it went remarkably well, considering it was a complicated venture. You know, the mostly was that the drinks were too strong, and the Arts Commission got a little drunk. They were very strong.
What?
Yeah, they were really strong. Right. Everybody had a great time.
Some security man.
Our security man gave up on us. So no, we did great. So we'll work out any bugs that night, and just like I'll talk to you about the auction. I'll bring in the clipboards. So
the tickets to be sold on the 10th. We don't get that morning or the night before, or I pick them up from somewhere. What happens?
What?
Well, I'm selling tickets outside the
library.
What about it?
Well, where do I get the tickets?
You're getting them from me.
Oh, we went over that.
Don't talk to me. No,
we just said that. We just said. I'm just saying.
I don't have to be treated like an idiot.
No, it was just funny because we went over it. No, we'll get you tickets. We'll get everybody tickets. I promise.
When I pick up the work, when I get the work.
Sharon has the tickets.
I have
the tacker. Get her from.
Yeah, just beat me up.
Anything else?
What about cleanup?
I will, you know,
do they have
I'm
things?
Happy to clean up.
Yeah, do they have brooms or whatever we need?
I think they have everything we need. And I don't foresee it. They'll supply us with trash cans and everything, so I don't see it as. Luckily, the people who seem to support the arts don't like to trash property so much, so we're lucky for that. Cleanup is actually usually pretty minimal unless it's an art auction.
Right. We
tend
to get
together. Do they provide
garbage
bags, or do we have to provide them?
We will ask the pages.
Bring some. Okay.
I have a million too.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, great. All right, if that's it. And honestly, if somebody... Oh, Sharon, go ahead.
Let's spend a moment on the decoration aspect
please.
Of this. So what has to happen is, I have to hang the art that we do get in for the silent auction that I'm going to need some help for. That's most of our decorating. I was thinking that perhaps just in that round, rotunda thing, maybe we just... create a huge batch of balloons because they're just kind of.
I think we have some left over.
I think we do too.
Who's the forte on that one? It was Poe,
and Poe might do it if we want him to have not helium. But I think if we just do helium balloons that we bundle together and let the tails hang down, it could be pretty enough. Mm-hmm. And so
let me check my balloon stash.
Check
I had one.
Stash. And then we have tablecloths from last year that we can reuse. They're not as elegant.
Do I have them?
Or do I have them?
I don't know. There's so much stuff in my studio. I'll find them.
I think I gave them to you at your studio.
That's probably me.
Do you need an easel for anything?
No, I was going to say, in Central School we have a bunch, too. If anybody, but
then I might need easels.
I have a nice big easel.
I might need some
It might
easels.
Be for my own painting.
You know what we will need an easel for?
Need something big.
Yeah.
Just to remind everybody, we will have to have a sign for the event.
Mm-hmm.
That sits next to you. Last year, I think I used a piece of blackboard, but that would be a great reason to bring your easel. That would be great. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have a nice sign. Find somebody. My handwriting is kind of atrocious, but we'll see if one of us can figure out someone to do that. That's a great
idea.
My
husband has pretty good.
To do what?
To sign making skills.
Make a sign for the event next to the event. So when people walk by, they're like, "What is this?" So you don't have to hear the same question a million times.
Barbara Johnson probably do it. She's a great player.
That's a great idea. She her handwriting is
okay.
Beautiful.
All right. I don't know her.
She would probably like to do it.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I'm sure she would. You tell her what you want, what size, you know, because she does it. She does nice work.
That's a great idea. And she also, just as a side note, had offered 100 cigarette packs that she smoked over the years. They're the long ones, the Nat Shermans.
For what?
I don't know.
For the machine. So here, let's discuss that for a moment. It's actually kind of a cool idea. We have our boxes, and they're very, very lovely. But I've also seen the use of actual boxes to make art out of. And so perhaps we could have boxes that we hand to people. The top row of our machine can handle those longer boxes.
Well, hers is the skinny. Hers are the weird Nat Shermans. They're thin
long. Are they the size? Oh, they might be too wide.
Yeah,
that's
they're
right.
Wide.
No, they won't work. Never mind. They won't fit in the machine. That was nice of her, but they won't fit.
Yeah, because they're
Nat Shermans. Yeah, they don't fit. They're not made for a machine.
Yeah, maybe. There could be. If anybody can think of another reason, it was very nice of her to offer.
Yeah, she did offer them.
Okay, I feel remarkably good.
So is that enough of a decoration? Is everybody happy with the idea of just tablecloths, the machine, you know, the Mia stage,
balloons? Yeah, the balloons, you can't go wrong.
That's what I think, and they're cheap.
And it's simple, and you have enough people in there, it will be fine.
So do we have cups? And
maybe some flowers on your table.
We have a cup stash. I have a cup stash from last year.
Napkins and all that stuff.
We still can spend money on those kind of things. We have it within our budget. Okay. So we will, that will be something, napkins and cups, I need to look into. Because I have leftovers. I don't know how many. So napkins and cups. Is there anything else? I feel like giving out plates for food that people can use napkins, but I have no manners.
If anybody wants plates. It's all going to be finger food. I don't think we need to have plates for the food.
This should keep it simple.
Do we want the girls, the Femme Fatale girls, to...
Oh, that's them.
So nice.
Passing, and they can dress up.
Yeah, they love to do it. I know they do.
I know some of them will be gone, but I'll ask. Molly always does it out of guilt.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
If you ever see this, Molly, that's why. She's one of my very good friends.
Yeah. Are we dressing in any particular way?
We're all going to wear
unlike the city, the nice thing about Bisbee events is that they, no matter how dressed they are, they're still casual. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no theme or anything, so I just think, I mean, as long as everybody...
Clean clothes.
Black jeans. I got black jeans.
I don't think I
just had this incredible vision.
Uh-oh. I don't have a teddy bear costume or anything.
For Molly to carry a box... For somebody.
A cigarette box girl.
Who sells them right there so you don't have to wait to pull. Because I'm concerned about 200 people waiting in line to pull.
Oh, yeah. I will ask Molly if she'll... We'd have to make one of those things, but it's pretty easy.
We could make Bill our cigarette girl.
Two.
I don't think
two.
That's a great idea.
High heels. Yeah,
those things are easy to make. Mm-hmm. I'll ask the girls about it.
All right, let's ask if someone, and then also passing hors d'oeuvres. One of them be the cigarette sales girl. Well, cigarette box sales girl. The cigar box salesperson.
I have a question. Does the members, do we have name tag things?
No, we should, though, shouldn't we?
I have some.
That way if people...
I do have some.
I really do think we should be identified, that people could pick us out of the crowd.
Right.
Actually, either that or we wear a uniform.
If you are very nice to me, I'll make everybody a button.
A button? Because
I have a button machine.
Oh, you do?
Would you like a button?
Yes. I would love a button.
Voting is in.
Okay. Because I'll make everyone a button.
Oh, nice.
They're easy to make, so.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, fun.
Button machine, what fun.
And then people will know who to ask. That's a great idea.
Yes, they have a problem.
We did it for the makeup festival.
And by the way, we need your money. It's Catherine with an A.
Yeah, she's changing it. Send her a text message.
I will. I see her.
I'm just making some notes to myself. Anybody has anything else to add?
Anybody?
All right. If not, I'm going to move ahead. Yeah. If you think of something, email Nina and she'll email us. And we will all be in touch, you know, obviously, because we have all these dates coming up. So,
excuse me, when we come at 2, we come dressed for the event, right?
I think so. I mean, you might have an hour to go home or something. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be, it's not a huge amount of work.
It's not a huge amount of work. Let's just try to make it enjoyable. If 2 doesn't work for you, if that makes your day way too long.
Okay. Or if you want to come at 2 and then go home for an hour in between there, I totally get it.
I just want to feel like we're ready.
Yeah.
And I want us all to look at each other and go, okay, now go home, get dressed, come back.
Let
that would
the
be
dog
nice.
Out.
Exactly.
But if you had an art gallery, they'd had to have a shower in the space because you never were ready.
No, that's what, and it's really flexible. You know, I don't want anybody stressed. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to move ahead to item 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Discussion regarding the final report, which you can find at the back of this, turned in by Cato Daily, the 2019 Return of the Turkey Vultures for the grant funding awarded. So for those of you that do not know, we give out several thousands of dollars worth of grants every year. to different events in town, and one of them this year was the Turkey Vultures. When they're done with their event, they didn't send us a final report. They have to. We're not supposed to give you any more grant money until you do that. So if you guys just want to look it over, luckily we don't ask for a lot, and many of us participate or experience the event, so we have a pretty good understanding when it comes to these kind of things. Does anybody not know what the return of the Turkey Vultures is?
I do now.
I always experience the parade. I haven't gone to the other events. I did ask her to not use the money to bring live vultures. Do you remember this?
I do, yeah.
So that's something that, if that's okay, I might talk to her about. The thing that I look for personally is that the money needs to go to the arts. And so I understand that it's an entire event and it's a very artistic event. And the parade is sort of the, you know, the high point. But I do not believe that our grant funding should be used to, as much as I think it's a great thing, it should not be used to bring live vultures to anywhere. That's kind of a weird use of our money. But I'll talk to her about it. She said she was going to move the money around, remember?
Yeah.
$60 for kites. That's great. No problem with that. $150 for the poster and $50 for the printing.
Now that's doable. All that's acceptable for our money.
Hmm? How much
all of that
give
is
them?
Acceptable.
We give them $500. One thing though is that, and I also saw about this event, that it's a little frustrating to me, but it's hard to explain, is that the money then raised goes to the pool. So really, we're raising, we might, I mean, I like the fact that the parade and the kites and those sort of things.
Because it's artistic and it's part of our...
Yeah, but it is still kind of funny that the money goes from the city back to the city in a different place, you know? There are just a few things I'd like to talk to her about next time she requests money from us, you know?
Right.
Does anybody have any...
No, because she just gets to come here and do that.
Right.
It would be nice if they used the money for like a mural at the pool or something artistic.
Exactly. Yeah, and so that, it was a little frustrating to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a great event. I really do. It's just that I don't think it's, I would much rather be supporting the parade, for instance, or the puppets for the parade.
Well, didn't she list other sources of income for the fundraiser?
Yes.
So how did the entire thing cost $500?
No. She's just accounting for our money.
Oh, just for your money. Okay.
But I want to pull her grant. I'll pull it. I'll find it next time and put it back on the agenda and look at it again. It won't take long. I just want to, because I did specifically ask her to not use the money for live vultures. This is the funniest discussion, right?
I mean, it was funny then, it's funny now.
I know, it's still funny. I'm like...
I don't think there's any other city council in the country right now discussing this very...
Live vultures for an art grant.
Well, better live than dead ones, right?
Dead might be more artistic, perhaps, but...
Yeah, we pay for the taxes.
No, it's smelly.
I just want to look at it again, because I did ask her, so I'm a little frustrated. I mean, I'm glad that it happened. I'm glad we could support it, but...
It was a fun parade.
It was great. The parade was great. Does anybody have anything to add other than my 500 opinions about that?
I don't know very much about it, but $60 went to 30 kites. That's it.
Yes.
You had 30 kites, so you only had...
$2 a kite.
You only had 30 kites for the kids, and... The paper kites, etc. Did they fly them? I mean, what happened?
What happened with the kites? That's a question to ask.
We should. Yeah. We'll ask her. That's a great point.
How is this? What community interaction occurred other than decorating the kites?
Well, they were flushed,
and the huge parade.
They used them in the parade. The
that's
kites were in the parade.
That was it. That's what they were for, and it was quite a parade, I'll tell you.
The parade is... The parade's great. I just think we should... Next, before we give more money to this event, I think we need to have a come-to-Jesus moment.
Okay.
Is that...
That's fine.
Can we move along?
Mm-hmm.
Item 5. Discussion regarding creating a mission statement for the Bisbee Arts Commission. And you had brought this up, I think.
Yeah, I spent some time coming up with some different things. But This is one that I came up with. To transform lives and enrich our community through the arts.
Oh, let's hear it again. No, I'll read it.
I've made, for other places that I was director, I've made these things up. And
well, let's see if I can pull up. There is one that the city uses for us, which I have. Let's see if I can pull it up, because it keeps on coming up on my Facebook, actually. And I'm like, oh, there it is. The only thing about this is, yeah, it just needs to be specific to Bisbee. The one that the arts, the one that the city has is the outlying areas or something.
We began to transform lives and enrich
the Bisbee. You want the Bisbee community, or I don't know.
Anyway. Transform lives and enrich. Oh, the Bisbee instead of our community, Bisbee art community, Bisbee community through the arts. Yeah, transform lives.
Yeah, the one that's on the website right now is authorized by the city council to promote the arts and artists in Bisbee. But there's another one, too, that floats around. And then I wrote another one time when we needed one. Because we're not... I really agree that we should have one mission statement. I mean, they're all the same general idea. But this is simple enough that I think this is a good idea. What do you guys think?
Sounded good to me.
To transform lives and enrich our community through the arts.
Yes, it's succinct is what it is.
Yeah.
It fits on posters.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have anything to add to that one?
Well, what it does say, it does describe who Bisbee is.
And it's inclusive. I love it.
It is.
So let's put it on the next, we'll have a discussion and vote on the next agenda.
Just remember that once you vote on it, it still has to go to council to make that your mission statement.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be fun. Let's make a really mess with them. But yeah, we can. If you guys will think about it too, if there's anything that you want to add, but I think this is a nice way to go. So we'll have a discussion and a vote next time, and let's think if there's anything we're missing. But otherwise, we'll get it. Go ahead and start having a mission statement. I think that's a great idea. It's nice and simple, which is not my strong point. Give me about 15 paragraphs. All right. Item 6, discussion regarding the general purpose of the Bisbee Arts Commission going forward to include, but not limited to, these things right here. Let me just start with a couple updates. I was explaining to Sandra about the craft fair event. At this moment, I can't even explain the soap opera that has occurred. Some of the women that wanted to do it live in Alaska half the year. Laura McKenna was concerned about that, because how do you organize something from afar? Not that you can't. Then there was a person that was put from Central School on as their liaison, and it became kind of a convoluted mess for a little while. So what it needs, and this is a possibility for us to do ourselves at Central School, but you need somebody who their purpose in life is all they've ever wanted is a craft fair to happen here. Or they see it as a potential fundraiser, but somebody who's a real, this is a, you know.
Can I throw something in here?
Of course.
Is there any point in even considering having a craft fair actually in the convention center? Either on the floor that we're always on, or even below?
That would be something, if you wanted to talk to the pages about that in the future, let's do it after this event. But.
Yes.
I think that would be an interesting conversation.
It's an awesome space, in fact.
Yes, yes.
And we've had some very successful events there, and it's kind of right in the middle of town. You know, because that whole business about going to, you know.
I agree. Central School is not a great place to sell things. It's a great place to have art shows. But
yes. Downstairs at the convention center is a brilliant space, as a matter of fact.
So let's brainstorm about that. If you can talk to them at some point about that, if you have any other. But
any of us bumping into them should
be. Let's get this event behind us, because we're already going to be like doing something with the pages. Let's see how well things go with them and make this really a success.
Yes.
And then they might be wanting to do more with us.
Yeah, if we're very nice to them and we do a good job of cleaning up after ourselves, they'll probably be more apt to.
Yeah.
And then you'd have the sidewalk area. The ones that I've started, you know, 500,000 people come to the one. And we made the money with the vendor space on the side, you know, sidewalk.
Well, we do quite a lot of that anyway. We have those events quite a bit here.
But no large craft fair, no.
Yeah. It's just true. Arts and crafts, and then vendors also, and nonprofits have little booths. And
it's something that we need here.
Yes,
it's actually
some of it's for indoors, and some of it has to be sheltered. I mean, that's
right.
It's something I don't understand why we don't have it. So it's a great project to work on.
It would be awesome.
But we need to think of a dealing with some. I mean, Central School is not the best location.
No,
even City Park, or not City Park.
No.
Grassy Park or somewhere.
Yeah, I think indoors. I mean, it depends on what time of year it is.
Yeah, I think we could do both.
Did you have any idea if there was a craft fair and what time of year you were thinking that it might be relevant?
Well, theirs was inside because it was involved selling for Christmas, so it was like November.
Well, because I mean that's the thing, isn't it? If it's at a time when it's chilly or the weather can be, you know, you don't do it. You don't go outside during the rainy season. You know, all these things happen.
No, I agree. I mean, one of the things that I always thought is I was shocked that Subway Street, they don't shut it down and have a craft fair once a year. Or, so you know, or even a flea market. But that's also a good place outside.
It's
but
a lovely place.
But I have no preference. I just think it's something that should happen in town, you know? So let's wait and see if something better comes. Right now it's just it's a little messy.
Right.
The Ida Power mural, I'm just going to give a short update about these things. The artist that so this came out of Object Limited. The artist who did female-centric things, we have sent it to her, the location. My sentences are going backwards. And Object Limited is willing to pay for half of a mural by this person. Keeping in mind that a mural is thousands of dollars. It's not a small gift. So I will be putting... Now, on the next meeting, I'm going to bring you guys some examples of her work and see how we feel about it, okay? Because it's really...
And her pricing, please.
Yes.
Her pricing may not be thousands. It could be...
I have it. It's thousands. It's a really, really big wall.
Okay. It's a big wall.
Which wall is this?
It's the one that wraps around City Park.
Okay. Got it.
That has that tombstone over there.
Got it. Okay.
It's starting not with the stairs, but with that one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice gift from them, so I'm... And my thing is just, I want an Ida Power mural. That's sort of my personal, that has been my personal project.
And she's recently come back into the limelight for whatever reason, yeah.
So if I put her name into the search engine, will she come up?
Yeah.
Okay.
And read the book, Going Back to Bisbee, the author out of Tucson University, professor, it's a great book.
They talk about her a lot.
It's quite a lovely book. It's one of the best Bisbee books out there.
Absolutely.
She was a huge supporter of the arts and just, you know, very nice to artists and very active in a lot of art organizations at the beginning of the mine closures.
Okay.
And so if you talk to people who are, you know, have lived here their whole lives, there's a lot of very good feelings about Ida Power. And one of the things I'd like to promote in my own life and through my, you know, what the things that I do like this is that, you know, more accolades for the women in our communities that do great things. So.
Sorry, Bill.
Yeah, sorry, Bill.
Oh,
he's got a lot of accolades for ladies anyway.
Thank you.
Anyway, that's the update. I'll put that on the next agenda because I know that we want to get started.
Yeah.
We have this big thing coming up. So in the repository... Anything, we're just...
As soon as we know, here's my thoughts. We'll know a lot a year from now when we know how much that machine generates for us. How much more work do we have to do every year? Maybe we don't have to do any work. Maybe we come up with 10 grand a year out of this machine, and then we can start talking in terms of doing a scholarship fund for some young student, like we talked about this repository being. Maybe we can have a space where we have a desk, and there could be a location where people can go, and you know, those things have to come after we know what we have.
So we have to stabilize economically before we really know.
Right.
If anybody, the lovely and talented Nina, got me the balance of the Arts Commission today, because I get it, and then 3 months later it's changed. Currently, we have $18,233.16, if anybody wants to know. So I feel 18,233.15.
So we've dropped down from last year?
Yes, because last year we didn't raise a whole lot of money. We did 2,500, we gave out 5,000, then we did the cigarette machine. So we do need, and we don't have year to date, as of January, we haven't brought any money in. So it's about that time, but you know, when I wake up in the middle of the night in fear, that's not the number I was thinking. I was like, you know.
We're still in a comfort zone as far as
we're okay right now.
Yeah.
But
it would be the ideal amount. I mean, I know unlimited resources, but actually, about we could put a in between.
If we brought $10,000 in every year, I'd be really comfortable. That's not. I mean, that's just fulfilling what we already do. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just the $5,000 worth of grants and the few things here and there. If we wanted to do more, then, you know, it would rise exponentially. But right now, for the amount that we're doing, about $10,000. And so the art auction 2 years ago, we brought in $12,000. Mm-hmm. And then last year, we did something, we wanted a break from the art auction because it's a lot of work. So we did a smaller auction and kind of a
kite party.
Mm-hmm. So we only brought in $25,000. So hopefully this one will, the ticket sales should cover the expense, and then hopefully the machine will make money on top of that. So,
yeah, but we'll be interesting to have a year under our belts with the machine, just to see what it does.
So that brings us to item 7, which is, the first thing we'll be talking about the event, Nina, and the accounting thereof. And then I do want to put on the next agenda, I would like to talk about the mural, and I'll bring some examples of the work and everything that I have.
And the turkey vultures, right?
I want to discuss that because I want to look at what they said before. And then I also think that we need to put the discussion and possible vote on the mission statement. So if anybody wants to write this down, just I really think it's important to look at the mission statement that she wrote and see if there's if that's what we feel like. I guess essentially it would be the Bisbee, you know. The BAC, but her statement is to transform lives and enrich our community through the arts.
The Bisbee community. Instead of our community.
That would be
but
the
if
only
we say Bisbee Arts Commission, we don't have to say Bisbee.
Exactly. So
transform lives and
enrich
our community through the arts. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. I have a quick question. Is there any way we could send like little, almost like little business cards to all the lodging places, hotels that advertise the cigarette machine? So their guests, because that it could say a perfect place for a little souvenir
yes,
or gift to take home and have a little stack at all these.
So let's, can we put it on the agenda for next time? Because I do think that an ongoing marketing scheme for the we have
that's
to.
That's a very good idea.
That's great.
Way,
we could
great
replace
point.
Them
a
when they know.
Of some kind.
Yeah.
Do you have a marketing scheme at all?
As of right now, you know, I feel fairly good at marketing via social media. I don't have a paid one, for instance. I mean, I don't have one that, there's no print to do around here. The newspaper, I don't think is particularly effective for things like that. Like, you're going to want to hit up tourists.
I mean, you could go onto Google and boost yourself in like the search arena. You can pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that that's necessary.
In Facebook, too, you can boost.
Yeah.
One thing we are going to do is, we are going to start an Instagram account.
Instagram, yeah.
Because it does, the demographic is much younger. I don't know if you guys know the difference between Facebook and Instagram. Essentially, is that Facebook has an older population.
Mm-hmm.
It has a much larger population. But Instagram has a specifically young one that spends like, I looked at the statistics, it's like 5 times longer on Instagram than people do on Facebook. So essentially there's millennials that are just looking at Facebook all the time, or looking at Instagram all the time. So I think having an Instagram account, even having one specific to the machine, would be a great way to go. You know, like, and then people could tag us, like, this is what I got out of the machine.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Mm-hmm.
If you look at the side of the cigarette box, it says to tag us.
Don't forget, when you do that, it has to go through the city of Bisbee, and you have to monitor everything that's put on there.
For Instagram?
Yep.
Oh, no, but the good thing about Instagram,
still social media, so it's still, we have to have a copy of it, just in case somebody says, oh, well, this was discussed, or this was put out, and I want a public records request on it.
That's right.
So just remember.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you the password.
Yeah.
And also, we can approve. Okay. We can. You can put on a function where you approve a comment before it goes on there. Things like that. There's safety mechanisms.
Yeah. Is there any point in
the city of Bisbee has a doesn't Discover Bisbee has a
Discover Bisbee does, but the city of Bisbee does not.
But doesn't tourism have our tourism department have an Instagram? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's a.
But for I'm talking about that's for tourism. She has nothing to do with what I do on the City of Bisbee Facebook page.
Right.
It's two separate. Even though she can have access, she had access to it and she could see it. It's two different things. She still had to keep everything that she posted for me, or for whatever she was doing for me, just in case.
Okay, then we'll do the same. That's not.
So
that's,
is there any point in having any kind of budget with KBRP? Because when I'm driving in my car, I really hear about everything, and I feel guilty about not doing it myself.
Maybe. I'm not particularly happy with KBRP right now, so.
Well, there's that. There's always that. But in principle.
In principle?
It's a very good idea. There's a lot of things that we're going to be able to explore for marketing this machine.
You want for the tourists, and they might not even know how to find that radio.
If you guys can, if you can brainstorm and bring it to us, then we'll put it on the agenda for next time. Okay.
A couple more issues. There needs to be a press release created for this event that we're having.
We need to contact the. Actually, what they do is they usually come to you. You don't even have to do a press release.
Really?
Last time they just came to our event.
So, do you know, Nina, do you remember when we were asked to talk a year ago?
It's a different person
now. It's a different person now.
But I'll contact the Herald. You contact the arts department at the Herald, and for instance, you'd be like, Kate and I are going to be at my house putting boxes together, and you call them and say, that would be a great time to take photos, and they just do it all. That. The press release is okay, but it's better if you get the full article, which they do themselves.
Can you contact the newspaper and find out if they can do an article? And we'll be available with sample pieces anytime. I'm keeping a box of pieces out until the very day that we're loading the machine. So I'll have a sample of everybody's work up until that point. Then we're running. Okay, so you will contact this...
I'm blocking someone on my Facebook right now.
Is 250 the building capacity? Is there anything about that?
No, you know, the goal was, the only reason why there's that many tickets is because there was a mistake made initially in the ticket, so we just have that many to sell. There is no, I was not given a capacity for the building, but maybe I better ask.
Yeah, so like at the door, if I'm collecting tickets, I need to count the people, I guess, just so we don't get in trouble. When the mobs come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They say they get 30,000 a month through there during season. A month. So if we get 1%, that's 300 people.
All right, we're getting off the...
We need to put something also into Bisbee for Fun, because it comes up on that screen.
That's part of Instagram. We'll talk about that next time, because it's not really... Okay. We're just getting off of the agenda item at the moment, and Nina's giving me that look, which means get back on it.
I wanted to ask one last thing for the
does it have to do with future agenda items?
Yes, future agenda. Ben Dale's.
He was busy with a project, but I'm going to get that money to him, and it will be able to start.
Okay,
so we'll be able to talk about it at the event. I'll give an update next time on that.
Thank you.
Update on what?
The Ben Dale project.
Okay.
So.
Ben Dale.
He was fixing the bulletin board.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's the one that made the bulletin board. He wanted to fix it. He had a few things going on before he was able to get to it. So I have waited with him.
Wrongs, grassy park.
Once again, if anybody has anything, if somebody thinks of anything, just email or call.
Just so you know, I will not be able to make next month's meeting. It's my birthday.
Oh, we will miss you.
All right. What is the date of next month?
I'm going to be in theater.
That's my daughter's birthday. Your birthday is the same as Gretchen's.
All right, we're going to keep this until the end then. I'm going to go ahead and adjourn this meeting. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I can't make a motion.
I was so moved.
You moved to adjourn? Do I have a second? All right, all eyes.
Aye.
Thank you guys very much.
That was a good meeting. Thank you.
Do you hit the stop button?
Oh, yeah.